Wicklow Montessori and Wicklow Town are taking part in the first Lego League once again. Now, the school has had great success in the past in the competition, and to tell us about their project, I'm joined by some of the students here. I've got seven names in front of me, but perhaps you could introduce yourselves. So, will we start over on this side?
Hi, I'm Ella.
You're Ella. So, that's Ella. I see on my list is Ella McAvoy. How are you doing, Ella? What's your name?
I'm Bluebell Dines.
Hiya, Bluebell Dines. What about yourself?
I'm Amy Lawler.
Hiya, Amy.
Hi, I'm James McCann.
James.
Hi, I'm Elsa O'Reilly.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Oscar O'Keefe.
Hello to you all. You all feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, listen, who's going to tell me what this Lego League competition is? Who's going to tell me that?
So, the first Lego League is a competition where you build a robot, and but you also have to... you also have to make a project and, like, have a solution to that project.
So you have to build a robot and then find a problem.
So yeah. They give you a, like, a subject, and you have to come up with a problem and a solution about that subject.
Right, and what could that be like?
It's architecture. So about, like, this year it's architecture. So we came up with a community centre for Wicklow Town.
Oh, brilliant. It'd be great if that happens as well. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So what problem? How about one of the lads over here?
We thought about the fact that Wicklow Town doesn't really have that much of a sense of community.
Oh, right. So you want to change that?
Yeah. And there is community centres in Wicklow, but we had an idea that we could build a community centre that brought all of those together and get people from different backgrounds to come together.
That sounds a very worthy idea, indeed. So what problems are there? Maybe you could tell us what problems are there.
We thought about that. Wicklow lacked of community centre we would like to build a place that would bring everybody together, that they would
very good.
Be socialised.
Okay, and is this difficult, is it? I mean, is this easy to do?
Well, we designed a Lego model that Oscar actually made, and they had loads of different, like, rooms of, like, because we visited a few people and asked them what they would like to see in it. So, like, for example, we went to the... refugees from Wicklow Town came in, and they had to do a 2-hour journey up to Tala and back, and so to go to a prayer room. So we thought that maybe it would be nice if we put a prayer room in our community centre.
We also contacted local teenagers in the school and in local secondary schools to see what they would like in a community centre as well, and we also went to a nursing home to see what the senior citizens would like as well in it.
That's good. You're covering the whole community there as well. So who came up with all this idea?
We all came up with it as a team.
Yeah.
We worked together.
So. And Oscar, your idea? What ideas did you put in?
We each gave some suggestions, and then we worked on that. Excellent. to make our plan work that we
right.
had.
Right, who's in the corner there?
Basically, at the start, we had a good few, like, brainstorming sessions, and we all put in our ideas, and at the end, we eventually decided that we should focus on our hometown, Wicklow.
Exactly, yeah, very good.
Because, as we know, Wicklow is a beautiful coastal town with so much potential, but as we know, there are also some issues.
Yeah.
So, we also had a visit from two architects who outlined the...
I like the idea so far.
So, they outlined the importance of research and surveys. And so, they said that the first step is we should come up with the problems in our community.
Well, that is very good to come up with all that. So, it looks like from all of you that you've all put in an input and you've listened to the community and then you've observed the community, which is fantastic as well. So, when does all this happen?
We started when in sort of, well, we started on the problem and the solution in September, and then we were given all the Lego and the mat that we had to use. So we started that mid-September on the robot.
Okay. And the competition day is the 25th of January,
so
which is
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Oh, right. Are you all set?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you scared?
A bit.
Excited?
Yes, definitely.
And where's it on?
It's on DCU.
Right, okay. Well, the best luck. You're going to bed early on Friday?
Yeah.
And what are you doing in the meantime? You all practicing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Practicing
after school.
After school and weekends and...
And before, on mornings.
On mornings as well.
Very good. Well, the best of luck. You know, the school before has done so well.
Yeah.
So for you, that's, you know, you've got to follow in the footsteps. Are you confident?
Yes.
We are.
Very good. Well, we wish you all the very best, okay?
Yeah. And you're very good. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, and teachers here too, looking after you all. So the best of luck to Wicklow Montessori and DCU on Saturday, taking part in the Lego League once again. And a big cheer for Wicklow Montessori.
Woo!
The best of luck for that, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.